Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. And I am Glovina Williams. And I want to welcome all of my first-time listeners. I'm so happy that you are here with us today, and we promise you, we won't waste your time. I want to talk today about what may have seemed like a million years to you, or to put it more relevant, it may have seemed like 10 or 20 years have passed since your last serious launch in the chapter of your life. Or perhaps you've been experiencing a time of reflection, and some of the same old feelings may be resurfacing. I'm talking about maybe some feelings of uncertainty of the future, of certain feelings, and the mystery of closing out a chapter and moving forward to begin anew. So, but don't be afraid. Don't be afraid that you won't do it the proverbial, quote, right way of, will I be talked about, or will I feel a lack of confidence just at my point of launching, or even those inner thoughts that try to convince you that you're still not doing your best. You know, pondering, did I let something fall through the cracks in the last chapter? Did I slack off in my last chapter? Perhaps did I not keep my word in my last chapter? Whatever may be attempting to hold you back, let it go. You know, just let it go. Did you rehearse mentally? My intentions were good, but did you feel that overwhelming feeling of, I need to tidy up this last chapter before I move on? I need to straighten up the last chapter. I'm going to say today, just open up for the new beginning of your new chapter and let go. And I want to say this as well. Even obey the stop sign and cease from rethinking about what you did not do. I'm going to say that again. Obey the stop sign. Stop and cease from rethinking about what you did not do and reroute, redirect on what you may need to do. It seems like it would take forever to get all of these things done if you were to go back and try to tidy up the last chapter. You may have noticed that in some situations, a pat answer just does not work. Sometimes a pat answer works. You know what I mean by a pat answer? You know, that quick answer, that very succinct phrase. Sometimes it works for complex situations and circumstances, and sometimes it does not. But it's resolved to regroup and begin to walk upright, and even walk upright, not just physically, but in the corners of your mind. In the corners of your mind, gird up, you know, kind of straighten your thought pattern up and hold fast to the truth, and don't be persuaded to believe an untruth. So here in this episode, we're going to be discussing waiting to excel. All right, part two, waiting to excel. And we've been looking in the book of Exodus, which was written by Moses, the second book in the Old Testament of the Bible. We've been looking at chapter 3, verses 1 through 14. And I'm going to begin reading by saying this. And Moses hid his face. He's getting his understanding off now. He's taking his limited, finite understanding off. And if you've ever really gotten into that place of true communication with Almighty God, our Creator, the Creator of the universe and the Creator of us, you may have experienced this, you know, but yet you couldn't accurately describe what it was like to be in true communication with God or transport that experience from your inner being to words. A place of being, my beloveds, in the presence of God. Yes, I know, we're always in his presence, but I want you to understand, we're just talking about now a very special experience, one that we tap into it, and that's what we're going to speak about. When we tap into that special place in God, even though you're anchored in the earth, but touched by Almighty God, and able to create a portion of your destiny. Oh, please, listen to me. Please. You're able to create a portion of your destiny right there in that, Perhaps you're even able to withdraw a portion of your vision and make it plain. I'm talking about in that moment while you're waiting to excel, an experience with Almighty God that is, it transcends all other experiences. I think there are some of the listeners, you really understand what I'm talking about here. And some of us, we're just peeking into that experience. We can, at that point, begin to see vision, begin to see destiny. Guess what? Completed. It's a place where we're waiting to excel. We're moving into the next chapter, an experience with, as they call, the Shekinah glory, the presence of God. In other words, my beloveds, you get to a point where you're so consumed with the awesomeness of God, you can hardly gather words to say. You can only gather or garner two words, and that is, oh, God. It's when he takes you into that place and just reveals to you. And what he reveals to you, you're never the same. It's a beautiful place because all matters, concerns, questions, dilemmas, they seem to come into perfect order. You know, what I'm saying is that it's that place where you see the answer. You see the solution. It seems like disagreements that you may have had with others, they seem so minuscule, so unimportant. Everything is perfect in this encounter with God. You're waiting. I want to remind you, you're waiting to excel. Everything is, as I can use the word, everything is fixed. Everything is repaired. Everything is renewed. In other words, you see your way out, and you begin to say, God, there's a way out of this situation. There is a way for me to end this chapter and begin anew. There, this is where you can begin to catch on to the ideas of God. And I know every one of us, we've been through some things, and we know that God brought us out. And many times, if we're totally honest, when we look back at those times that seemed difficult and challenging, we can say beyond a shadow of a doubt, maybe sometimes maybe a little doubt, but once you get over it, you can really look back and say, I'd go through it again. Why? Because you came out with a greater appreciation for life, for love. Your knowledge base was expanded. You have an accumulated an experience that is often priceless. You come out with a knowing. You know, someone can say, I know about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but now I know the God that speaks to me, that talks to me in that still, quiet voice that leads me and guides me. I'm going to go back to the scripture now. And Moses, he hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I've surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrows. So while waiting to excel, you can state too, God, I don't know if you really know what I'm going through. I really think you know, God. But God, do you really know how deeply I may have been hurt, God? God, I'm sitting here thinking, does God really know? Do you really know how bad I want to fulfill my destiny? There's so many things, my beloved, in your individual lives that you want to accomplish, you want to achieve, you want to walk through it and be successful. And guess what? God wants you there too. I can't name all the situations because we're individuals. We're so much alike. However, we're individuals that have various plans and goals that we have put before God. And so this is when we know God really does. I want to assure you, he really does know exactly where you are. He really does, and he really loves you, and he cares about you. This is one of the things I love to say. God's not mad at you. He loves you. God's not mad at you. He loves you. And listen, the Bible goes on to say, God is speaking here, I've surely seen the affliction of my people. And in this situation, these are the children of Israel, and they are in bondage. They're enslaved in Egypt. And Egypt, in a sense, is representing bondage here. And also keep in mind, God is a spirit. God normally talks to us in natural terms so that he can get the message across to us. He'll talk to us in natural terms. And on the same note, God allows things to happen so that we can have a natural example in order to begin to build our spiritual base upon. He said, I know what you're going through. I know your situation. I know what you're going through in these restrictive environments. Some of you have such great potential, but yet you've been in restricted environments. Here, Glovina goes again. You're waiting to excel. You're waiting to go beyond. You're waiting to supersede what maybe you had ever imagined. I know God, as we read in the scripture, he heard the cry of the children of Israel. He says, hey, if I can put it in this vernacular, he says, hey, I know who's messing with you. I know who's appearing as the cause. I know who's doing it. I see what you're going through. And guess what? God sees who's doing it. Nothing can get past God. We know one of his characteristics. He's omniscient. He knows everything. Listen what the scripture continues to say. I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and bring them up. They went down in order to come up. Sometimes we'll say, God, why did it happen this way? Why can't I just excel? Why can't I just go from point A? I'm going to skip B, C, D, and E. I'm going to skip a lot of that. I'm going to go from point A to point M. I'm on the fast track. Can I just keep going, God? Why is it that when I get to a point, It seems like something comes and can crush my entire being and affect my ego. Why, God? Why do I have these, we call down moments, these circumstances and situations or these speed bumps in life? But I do want to encourage you, and I want to remind you, you don't always have to go down. But there are some periods in our life where we do experience this. Seems like we can't get around it. But we keep on living. And yet, even in those trials, circumstances, situation, it's amazing that the Bible tells us to count it all joy. How in the world can I garner up the strength of joy to go through this? He says, count it all joy. Because, my beloveds, you are indeed waiting to excel. I promise you. At this moment to give you an untruth. But I'm here, I'm commanded by Almighty God in this season to give you hope for the future. Because hope can bring you out of the darkest hole. Hope can be like a refreshing of water when you had seen no way to quench your thirst. Hope opens up the door to the future. Hope can give you a light that you'll continue to move forward. I promise you, you're in the right position right now to excel. So when we go when we go down, when we're in Egypt, remember Egypt in the context that we're talking today represents bondage. When we're in a state of bondage, when we're in a place in our lives where we're restricted, where we kind of know, hey, I'm not in the best situation right now. This is not where I want to be. Nobody has to tell us that we want to come out. No one has to tell us. You know when we need to be brought up. We know when we need to come up, move forward, and excel. Nobody has to tell you when you need that in your life. But God, He's going to bring you up and out. Listen at the rest of this scripture. I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good land and a large land flowing with milk and honey. He said, I'm going to bring you to a new place. You might be in there right now. You know, you're here and you want to get to the place called there. You're here. Hey, how do I get to there? How do I obtain the wealth that I need, the spiritual wealth, as well as the physical and materialistic wealth? I know some of you right now, some of you are living in houses that maybe only your parents dreamed of. You may be experiencing a level of luxury that only ancestors dreamed of. But yet, listen what I'm about to say. That may be in this chapter. Please listen to me, no matter where you are right now. It's still not God's best for you. That's why it's imperative that we come on, let's wrap this chapter up and let's go on to the new thing that God has for us. This new place, he said, it's going to be flowing with milk and honey. Listen at the scripture. Now, therefore, it said, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. And I have also seen the oppression and how they have been oppressed. Some of us may be in a state of oppression. And I want to just tag here. There's a difference between possession and oppression. Sometimes we get oppressed. You know, it's just that feeling. It's that feeling. You just can't quite put your finger on it, but you feel like things are really not lining up the way that they should be, you know, this oppression. But God can lift this oppression. He can lift it. It may not be depression. Sometimes we tag everything onto depression. It may just be, you know, it's just not right, God. I can't quite put my finger on it. and you try to work it out. The fitness center, the social media, all types of things. But often it's going to take that special time with God that we spoke about in the beginning. And what you may need is to now let go of the old chapter. Your answer, perhaps, is it lying in the new chapter of your life? While you're waiting to excel, guess what? Life goes on. And there is a rest in God. Another little tag here. God did not rest on the seventh day because it was the seventh day, not because he was tired. God rested because he was finished. He rested because he was finished. He was done. And when God lifts the oppression, you might as well rest because it's done. Even if thoughts try to come back and say, well, you know, such and such, don't forget about that stigma that's on you. You know what? This happened. Remember what happened the last time. Remember this. Remember that. When God lifts it, it's done. And you just have to learn to say, hey, wait a minute. I'm in a new chapter, or I'm about to go into my new chapter of life. You're waiting to accept. And then the Bible says, come now, therefore, and I will send thee to Pharaoh. Isn't that something? Here God is sending Moses back where he came from. Hey, I'm going to send you back to where you came from. I'm going to send you back to the old chapter, God. I'm waiting to excel. I'm not waiting to repeat an experience, but I'm ready to wrap it up. This time, though, I want you to listen, my beloved. This time, when and if he sends you back to the next chapter, back to the old chapter, you're going to go in like a supervisor. You're just coming in to make sure everything's okay, as they say, a review, just a quick look at what God brought you through. The previous chapter, not to park there, not to gaze, but just a glance. Hey, at what God brought you through. Tidy up some things that you're now strong enough to do. He said, I'm going to send you back. Why am I going back, God? You're going in like a supervisor. Hey, I'm coming in just to check a couple of things. I'm really going in to say, God, thank you. I'm going to look at what happened when I was waiting to excel at that juncture, at that level. That's what I'm talking about. Many times we don't even know God is putting us in the posture, in the position to excel, to do some of the greatest things he's planned for our lives, because he is a God of plan and purpose. He doesn't just bring us into the earth realm and say, now, you're on your own, just go on. He says, no, I've got a plan. There's a reason why God has you here. Are you fulfilling that? Are you working on fulfilling that? I ask you that today. Are you ready for your new season? God wants your attention, and sometimes he gets our attention through negative circumstances. I think now many of us may be experiencing something that God has gotten our attention. I don't like to call them problems. I like to say they're situations and circumstances, because we know God, if he's in these situations and circumstances, he's working it out for us. He's doing a great work in your life in order to get you to that level of excelling. When God does something for you, don't forget to thank him. Maybe you're reviewing the chapter in order to thank him. Some of you will get in a posture when you review the old chapter, it may put you in a posture where you may even begin to feel some of the emotions again. But don't let it overtake you. Just say, God, I want to thank you for what you did in that time in my life, because I recognize I am waiting to excel. And there's one excel after another. Someone listening is saying, I've already excelled, Dr. Glovina. There's another level. There's another dimension. There's a better way. God wants to give us a higher level of thinking, a better life, a better environment. I'm here on this show. We're talking in this episode because I want to encourage you. I'm looking at you, and guess what? You're at that place, and the name of it is Waiting to Excel. And once he excels you, gentle reminder, don't forget to say, God, thank you. Don't forget to say, God, thank you. Don't forget. Because God will always make a way, and he will lift you up and take you forward. And that's where we are. So today, we looked at this great I am. The I will be what I will to be, the Eya, Esha Eya, the one that says I am that I am. And when I want to be it, I'm it. God certainly has a divine plan for your life, and I want to encourage you. I like to always remind you over and over and over again, please remember that even when you feel like you're starting over, it's just a new chapter in your life. And I want you to step out on faith. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Hey, it's time for the uplift. It's time for the takeoff. It's time for the kingdom living. Put some action behind your words and your dreams and your visions. I pray today that God will enlighten you and strengthen you and continue to bless you. I challenge you. I challenge you to begin the new chapter. And don't fear as you do it. I want to say hello today, and I want to say good morning. I see my mom's on the line. I see my Auntie Steen is on the line. Some of you, I don't see you by name, but I do see your numbers. I see Cynthia, and also we have a nice little gathering. We have some Jamaicans on the line. We want to say welcome to you. We're so happy that you're here with us today. I want to thank my sponsors. You've been so nice, and I really want you to know that I appreciate you. You help me to do what God has called me to do. I want to thank Isaiah in Atlanta. I want to thank Courtney and Isaiah in Atlanta. I want to give a big shout out to Steen in Chicago, Dolores in Chicago, Rosemary, Jewel in Chicago. I want to give a big shout out to Prophetess and Elder at the Recovery Prayer Line. If I didn't call your name, I'll get you next time. But you can reach me on the Dr. Glovina Show. And please feel free to call me, email me. You can email me at drglovinashow@gmail.com. That's Glovina with two I's. I have really enjoyed being with you today, and I want you to know that I love you, and you mean so much to me. Please have a beautiful day and an outstanding life, and let's walk this out together. Please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.